The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Hey, it's the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Monday, March 20th, 2023. Monday of the fourth week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle one. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And we usually celebrate the solemnity of Saint Joseph on March 19th, but that was a Sunday in Lent, so it's been transferred today. And Scripture pays Joseph the highest compliment. He was a just man. Now, Scripture means that he was one who was completely open to all that God wanted to do for him. Joseph, the just man, was simply, joyfully, wholeheartedly obedient to God in marrying Mary, in naming Jesus, in shepherding the pair to Egypt, in bringing them to Nazareth, in the undetermined number of years of quiet faith and courage. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Oh Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world. I offer them for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, the salvation of souls, reparation for sin, and the reunion of all Christians. I offer them for the intentions of our bishops and of all apostles of prayer. And in particular, for those recommended by our Holy Father this month, for those who have suffered harm from members of the Church, may they find within the Church herself a concrete response to their pain and suffering. Amen. Ten Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. I've always been amused when I see those books entitled Learn Chinese Without Effort or Algebra for Dummies. I just find it interesting that anyone can think that they can learn Chinese without effort. Of course, the people writing these books and the people that buy these books hopefully understand that it is practically impossible to learn Chinese without putting a lot of time and effort into it, or learning algebra without putting a lot of effort and time to go through the exercises and practice. But what these books try to do, sometimes in a very effective way, is to make something hard, something that seems inaccessible, like learning Chinese or learning algebra for some of us, they make it achievable, they make it accessible, and they come up with a system that allows pretty much anybody to go through the motions and eventually learn something very complicated that would maybe otherwise be quite impossible, unless you were like really smart and went to a really good school or something like that. So they allow any single person out there to learn and have access to these difficult topics. I guess if we could have a book called like that regarding sanctity, a book that we could maybe entitle Become a Saint Without Effort, we could come up with something similar. Of course, we know that being a saint is a very difficult thing. It takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of grace from God more than anything else. But a big desire and sacrifice is on our part. But if I would have to write a book like that, I would probably put St. Joseph's example very much at the center of that book. Because in a way, St. Joseph shows us how to be a saint without being too complicated. St. Joseph is not immaculate like Mary was. St. Joseph was not some kind of superhero. He doesn't do anything really that special. I mean, yes, he was the foster father to Jesus. That's kind of special. But even then, I mean, he wasn't the natural father of Jesus. He just happened to be there. He doesn't say much in the Gospels, pretty much. Actually, he doesn't say anything. But he obeys. He listens to God's will. And he can be a very accessible example for you and me. If we are dummies in this sense, and we want to be saints without being superheroes, which most of us here, I guess, are not, then let's look at St. Joseph. And today, March 20th, we're celebrating his feast day, even though it's usually March 19th, but it's Sunday of Lent, so we've had to move the feast to today. We're celebrating the solemnity of this great man, this great saint, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, foster father to Jesus Christ, a hardworking man, holy man, an obedient man, who tried his best to do God's will. We see it in the Gospel today. He was already betrothed with Mary when he finds out that she's expecting a child. Of course, St. Joseph, not knowing what to do, what his role was in this whole thing, he understood maybe there was something supernatural behind this. And so he decides not to expose her to shame and to quietly divorce her and move out. Probably leaving his hometown, leaving his work, being himself full of shame, I guess, because people would have blamed him for abandoning Mary, expecting a child. But he's just trying to do the best thing in a very complicated situation. He's trying to figure out what God's will is for him, and it feels like, to the best of his understanding, that he needs to just walk away. But then he has this dream, where the angel of the Lord appears to him and says, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home." And the angel explains to him how this baby has come to be conceived and how he is to name him Jesus. And then the Gospel says, when Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He simply obeyed. He understood God's will, and he went for it. Later on, he would go to Bethlehem, understanding that it was God's will, because Caesar had come up with this census, and they really didn't have any other choice but to go to Bethlehem and then find a place where Jesus can come to the world. And then they take Jesus to the temple, and then they name him Jesus, following the angel's command. And then they're off to Egypt. Another dream, and then back to Nazareth. And then we can imagine the rest of his life that we don't know much about must have been a very simple life, just doing God's will, which was living with Jesus, helping Mary, working in the shop, sanctifying his work as best as he could, teaching Jesus how to work, how to do things well, taking him to school, going out to play with him, spending time with his family, neighbors. Again, nothing really special, nothing really spectacular. Actually, if you think about it, Joseph apparently never even saw Jesus perform a miracle, because we understand he was dead by the time that Jesus was old enough, and when he does his first miracle in the wedding in Cana, it looks like Joseph is already dead by then. So he never even got to see his son Jesus perform a miracle. But none of that was necessary. Nothing spectacular, nothing really special, nothing very supernatural. Of course, having Jesus in his house was extremely supernatural and spectacular, but in an ordinary way. Maybe you and I are called to live sanctity in a very ordinary way, something very supernatural, something very spectacular, but not doing nothing, anything really special. Jesus, help us understand. Help us learn from your father, Joseph, so that we can also find our sanctity there, understanding that we, being dummies a little bit, not wanting to put too much effort, not being any superheroes or special saints, we can also be saints. And we have the example of Joseph. Let us ask him as well for his intercession, so that from heaven he can inspire us and guide us in this ordinary life that we're also trying to sanctify. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 14 minutes past the hour on Daybreak. On the Solemnity of Saint Joseph, Husband of Mary, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. It's time to begin this liturgical day. We join with the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph.
O God, be gracious and bless us. And let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus.
The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus.
O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips.
You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age.
Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence.
The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever.
Amen.
The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus.
When he awoke, Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had directed him and took Mary as his wife.
When he awoke, Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had directed him and took Mary as his wife.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music in your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with a murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever.
Amen.
When he awoke, Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had directed him, and took Mary as his wife.
Joseph left Nazareth and set out for the town of David called Bethlehem to register with Mary.
Joseph left Nazareth and set out for the town of David called Bethlehem to register with Mary.
See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old. Still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Joseph left Nazareth and set out for the town of David called Bethlehem to register with Mary. The just man shall blossom like the lily.
He shall flourish forever in the courts of our God.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Faith is confident assurance concerning what we hope for, and conviction about things we do not see. Because of faith, the men of old were approved by God. Through faith, we perceive that the worlds were created by the Word of God, and that what is visible came into being through the invisible. By faith, Abel offered God a sacrifice greater than Cain's. Because of this, he was attested to be just. God himself, having borne witness to him on account of his gifts. Therefore, although Abel is dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away without dying, and he was seen no more because God took him. Scripture testifies that before he was taken up, he was pleasing to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah warned about things not yet seen, revered God, and built an ark that his household might be saved. He thereby condemned the world and inherited the justice which comes through faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called and went forth to the place he was to receive as a heritage. He went forth, moreover, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose designer and maker is God. By faith, Sarah received power to conceive, though she was past the age, for she thought that the one who had made the promise was worthy of trust. As a result of this faith, there came forth from one man, who was himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sands of the seashore. All of these died in faith. They did not obtain what had been promised, but saw and saluted it from afar. By acknowledging themselves to be strangers and foreigners on the earth, they showed that they were seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking back to the place from which they had come, they would have had the opportunity of returning there. But they were searching for a better, a heavenly home. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord. He never doubted God's promise, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God.
Therefore, through faith, he was counted as justified.
Faith was at work in his deeds, and by his deeds his faith became perfect.
Therefore, through faith he was counted as justified.
From a sermon by Saint Bernardine of Siena, priest. There is a general rule concerning all special graces granted to any human being. Whenever the divine favor chooses someone to receive a special grace or to accept a lofty vocation, God adorns the person chosen with all the gifts of the Spirit needed to fulfill the task at hand. This general rule is especially verified in the case of Saint Joseph, the foster father of our Lord and the husband of the Queen of our world enthroned above the angels. He was chosen by the Eternal Father as the trustworthy guardian and protector of his greatest treasures, namely his divine Son and Mary, Joseph's wife. He carried out this vocation with complete fidelity until at last God called him, saying, "Good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord." What then is Joseph's position in the whole Church of Christ? Is he not a man chosen and set apart? Through him, and yes, under him, Christ was fittingly and honorably introduced into the world. Holy Church, in its entirety, is indebted to the Virgin Mary, because through her it was judged worthy to receive Christ. But after her, we are undoubtedly owe special gratitude and reverence to Saint Joseph. In him, the Old Testament finds its fitting close. He brought the noble line of patriarchs and prophets to its promised fulfillment. What the divine goodness had offered as a promise to them, he held in his arms. Obviously, Christ does not now deny to Joseph that intimacy, reverence, and a very high honor which he gave him on earth as a son to his father. Rather, we must say that in heaven, Christ completes and perfects all that he gave at Nazareth. Now we can see how the last summoning words of the Lord appropriately apply to Saint Joseph. Enter into the joy of your Lord. In fact, although the joy of eternal happiness enters into the soul of a man, the Lord preferred to say to Joseph, enter into joy. His intention was that the words should have a hidden spiritual meaning for us. They convey not only that this holy man possesses an inward joy, but also that it surrounds him and engulfs him like an infinite abyss. Remember us, Saint Joseph, and plead for us to your foster child. Ask your most holy bride, the Virgin Mary, to look kindly upon us, since she is the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. God has made me a father to the King and master of all his household.
He has raised me up that he might save many people.
The Lord is my helper and protector. He is my Savior.
He has raised me up that he might save many people.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Through all the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. everlasting.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by St. Joseph's intercession, your church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginnings you entrusted to his faithful care. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Twenty-four minutes before the hour, we'll take a look at today's gospel in just a few minutes, as well as In Conversation with God in Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Monday of the fourth week of Lent, the Solemnity of St. Joseph, Husband of Mary. It's March 20th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, we hear of the beginning of Joseph's mission from the first chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to send her away quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. When we think of St. Joseph, we should think of faithfulness and fidelity. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 6, Special Feasts. Father, with unselfish love, St. Joseph cared for your son, born of the Virgin Mary. May we also serve you at your altar with pure hearts. This is a good time for us to reflect on the teaching of St. Thomas concerning divine vocation. To those whom God calls for his work, God provides the necessary preparation and graces so that they will be the ideal instruments for that work. God's fidelity is made manifest in an infinite variety of ways to help us fulfill our commitments. St. Joseph responded immediately to the countless graces which he received from God. We ought often to reflect in our prayer on the certainty that the Lord will never let us down. He awaits our mature response, whether it be in youth, in adulthood, in old age, in good times, or in bad. It is possible that we may not feel God's presence at times, perhaps for a lengthy period. We may not feel drawn to God because we are full of ourselves. In this kind of situation, fidelity to God requires interior recollection. Fidelity requires personal effort to overcome egoism and to begin again a life of prayer. God wants us to be full of love, alert, brimming over with initiatives. The heart of the Holy Patriarch was always alive with joy, even in the most difficult of trials. We ought to ensure that our journey to God is as new and original as love itself. Today we ask St. Joseph to give us a share in his youthful spirit. We ask this of him for the sake of those around us who might find thereby a road to Jesus. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 17 before the hour, and we pray once again with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The shepherds went in haste and found Joseph and Mary and the infant lying in the manger. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed, I remember you. On you, I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings, I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The shepherds went in haste and found Joseph and Mary and the infant lying in the manger.
Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, marveled at what was said of their child, and Simeon blessed them.
Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, marveled at what was said of their child, and Simeon blessed them.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, marveled at what was said of their child, and Simeon blessed them.
Joseph rose in the night and took the child and his mother into Egypt. There they stayed until the death of Herod.
Joseph rose in the night and took the child and his mother into Egypt. There they stayed until the death of Herod. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen. Joseph rose in the night and took the child and his mother into Egypt. There they stayed until the death of Herod.
Lord God, you are God and your words are truth. You have made this generous promise to your servant, Do then, bless the house of your servant, that it may be before you forever. For you, Lord God, have promised, and by your blessing, the house of your servant shall be blessed forever. God made him the master of his household.
God made him the master of his household.
He gave him charge over all his possessions.
And made him the master of his household.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God made him the master of his household.
Joseph lived in the town of Nazareth to fulfill what the prophets had foretold of Christ. He will be called a Nazarene.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Joseph lived in the town of Nazareth to fulfill what the prophets had foretold of Christ. He will be called a Nazarene. The Lord is the giver of holiness. Let us turn to him and pray.
Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness.
Lord our God, you called our fathers in faith to walk before you in holiness of heart.
May we follow in their footsteps and obey your command to be perfect.
Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness.
You chose Joseph the righteous to care for your son in childhood and youth.
Teach us to care for Christ's body by caring for our brothers and sisters.
Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness.
You entrusted the earth to mankind, to people it and make it prosper.
Inspire us to work wholeheartedly in this world, seeking always to give you glory.
Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness.
Father of all mankind, do not forget what your hands have made.
Grant that all who work may have secure employment and a fitting standard of living.
Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by St. Joseph's intercession, your church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginnings you entrusted to his faithful care. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
So, a happy feast day to anyone named Joseph or Joe or any derivative thereof. Morning Air is next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.